thousands of years ago, 1856. This is the true life drama of the legendary Royal Canadian Tilted Yaksmen. We salute these brave men and their famous motto, we always get our butts kicked.
Ouch!
Men, this is a mission of glory. I need volunteers. We need men. Big of heart. Big of courage. Big of spirit. Only big men will do. For those of you who volunteer, it means certain death, if you're lucky. You must be very proud to have an opportunity like this. You'll go down in history. This nation shall be forged in your blood. Not everyone gets the chance to sacrifice their lives for such a noble cause. You can make this land a great place for our children and their children's children. There is a great wilderness out there that you must tame.
Why?
So that future generations will live in freedom. Think of it, man. I can see it now. Two color TVs in every home. A curling rock in every garage. And all because selfless men like you laid down your lives for the Kilted Yaksmen. Don't do it for yourself, man. Do it for people you'll never even meet.
Please. Please let us sacrifice for our country. Me and Ren. Our lives are cheap.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, please. I know we're not worthy. Here, take this $5. Just let us serve.
Well,
okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm proud of you, boys. And while you brave men seek your place in history, the rest of us poor lads must bear the shame of having to remain here with the women.
Those poor men. Isn't it a pity, Ren?
And so, faithfully, the two heroic Yaksmen began their journey across the majestic wilderness in search of the great, the lost, barren wasteland. Onward they pressed through the harsh Canadian tundra, facing hardship after hardship. handsome predator. The Kodiak Marmoset is the world's largest, smallest primate.
My God, he's killing us! Help! Help!
Having weathered the wintry tundra, our heroes press on into the stinking hot depths of the Canadian jungle. Filthy, starving, exhausted, our heroes wearily continue on their search for the great barren wasteland.
Stop! I can't take it any longer. We are out of food and water. I feel I shall starve. If we keep on going, we will surely die. I tell you, we must turn back.
Stop it, man. You mustn't say those things. Remember the royal anthem of the Kilted Yaksmen. Our country reeks of trees. Our yaks are really large, and they smell like rotting beef carcasses. And we have to clean up after them, and our saddle sores are the best we proudly wear. Women's clothing and searing sand blows up our skirts. And the buzzards, they soar overhead, and poisonous snakes will devour us whole, and our bones will bleach in the sun.
That's it. country, reeks of trees, are yet are really large, and they smell like rotting beef carcasses. And we have to clean up after them. No time for hysterics. We've got to pull together.
Thanks. I needed that. I'm all right now.
Good. Now we have to sit down and think how we can find food. All right? Think. I've been. The answer's right in front of us. Look around you, man. This is Canada.
So?
And what is Canada's greatest natural resource?
Dirt?
Yes! That's it! We'll eat dirt! Now all we have to do is make a divining rod. Find a dirt vein in the ground, and Eureka! We'll have a dirt feed! Ah! We'll not sleep hungry tonight. Find the dirt around here. Now everyone follow me. Come on, let's pick up the pace.
The searching for dirt is a bunch of bull. I say we stay right here and catch some Z's.
Thank you.
cakes and dirt on the cob. Huh? Huh?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right.
Wait. We forgot to say grace. Father, we thank you for this heap of dirt thou hast bestowed upon us.
Amen.
Let's eat! Full of dirt, a twinkle in your eye, and a pine bow in your keel.
And so, with gratitude in our kidneys and a sense of security in our pockets, we must not forget that we owe it all to those two heroic men whose names I can't remember, but nonetheless did not give their lives in vain for the Royal Canadian Kilted Yachtsmen!
What's the matter, kids? Feeling tired?
Mm-hmm.
Listless?
Mm-hmm.
Got no energy? Well, how would you like to have as much energy as America's number one superhero, Powder Hose Man? Super powdered energy. Vital vitamin energy.
Leave everything to me.
Day after day after day. Feel that surge of power rush through your kitchen. How does Powdered Pulse Man do it? Where does he get the energy? Why, from Powdered Toast, of course. The only toast that comes in a can. And now you can get your energy the Powdered Toast way.
Joy!
When you sit down to a nutritious breakfast of Powdered Toast.
Wow! It tastes just like sawdust!
That's right. And with just one helping, you'll feel the instant energy surge as it drives its way into your vital areas, giving you the proportionate strength of America's favorite granulated hero. And don't forget, Powdered Toast is jam-packed with Vitamin L!
Don't you know that children can't fly?
It may have vitamin F, but Powdered Toast sure doesn't make kids any smarter. clinging tenaciously to my buttocks.
How can powdered toast give you so much energy? Because it comes in a can, stoolhead.
Did you just cut the grass?
Well, I know, dear. Just sitting down to a hearty breakfast of sugar sod pops.
Yeah, Mom. It's the breakfast drink that tastes like a fresh mown lawn. Well.
Here, honey. Try some.
Just raked freshness.
If you like grass, if you like dirt, eat sugar sod pop, it can't hurt.
Yes, kids, and in specially marked boxes, you get a free praying mantis. Only in sugar sod pops!